listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Eastern and Wheat Belt local news. Here's what's making news Friday, December 2nd. A bushfire advice warning is in place for the northeastern parts of Dundas Nature Reserve. There's no threat to lives or homes, but locals are urged to keep up to date on Emergency WA. A serious crash is being investigated by the Major Crash Unit. Around 11:40 yesterday morning, a Holden Barina and Jeep collided in the southbound lane of Tonkin Highway. A 12-year-old boy in the Barina and driver of the Jeep was taken to hospital with injuries. Witnesses are urged to contact Crime Stoppers. The Kalgoorlie community have gathered to remember more than 1,400 miners who have died working in the goldfields. Last night's service marks the start of the annual St. Barbaras Festival, celebrating the industry. A special tribute was made to a 37-year-old from Perth who died at the Hemlet underground mine in October. The Shadow Agriculture Minister is urging the Premier to confirm his stance on live exports. Colin de Grussa, not impressed with a comment made in Parliament this week from a local Labor member, stating he doesn't support live sheep trade. Mr. de Grussa says they want to do what's best for the $136 million industry.
It's a very important industry for the state, but it's also an important industry for animal welfare because we are world leaders when it comes to animal welfare and the live export of animals. You won't find a nation that does it better than we do.
To local sport, good conditions ahead of race day at the Esperance Turf Club. It's kicking off tomorrow with the first race scheduled for 1:50 and the final race at 5:45. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sea.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.